Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I'm not going to gloat. I'm not, Rob. I know you probably thought I'm going to come in here and throw everything in your face. I'm not. Facts are facts. I picked Kansas City to win it all in the preseason. You called me a prisoner of the moment. I said Patrick Mahomes, Jordan-esque. You called me a prisoner of the moment. I said Lamar Jackson's going to win a unanimous MVP. You said I was a prisoner of the moment. I want that to change. I no longer want you to call me the prisoner of the moment. I want the prophet of the moment. I want prophet of the moment, Rob Parker. No more prisoner of the moment from you. Next time, just listen. Last year, I said it was the Patriots. This year, I said it was the Chiefs. If you're nice, I'll tell you next year who's going to win it too.
And so here we go.
Just keep it
is
there.
Is it my
That's
turn? No,
I'm
no,
saying.
No. Is it my turn?
I want profit. Don't bring up regular season.
No. I'm going to let Don't tell me what to talk about. No.
When is your turn? Hold on.
Don't tell me what to talk about. No. No.
Okay. It's still
you
my turn.
No, it ain't. Let me go. Let me go.
Because you're going to bring up, the regular season picks.
No, not only that.
All I know is a brother named Chris.
Chris picks.
Was 9-2 in the playoffs. I've won the regular season
pick-off.
I couldn't care less about the regular season record. I am Kawhi Broussard.
I'm
about the playoffs.
He's so afraid.
And I was 9-2 in the playoffs.
Chris
and you
Broussard.
Were, you were like 6-5 or something like that.
This is where we are with Chris Broussard. Chris Broussard is Captain Obvious.
Really?
Hear me out.
Who else has been saying Mahomes is Jordan-esque?
Let me talk.
every pick every year is of the favorite.
Right. It's about the favorite. Being right.
No, you're not right.
Is that about being right?
He
picked, or is it about being just saying something
he picked
to get
the
clicks?
No, you picked the Astros. You also picked the Warriors. All you ever do
is
pick the favorites. Anybody can pick the favorites, Chris. That's all you do. That Kansas City was the favorite. They didn't upset anybody. They were the favorite. They have the most money was better.
No, it's not about being right.
You never step out and go on the limb to make
a
real pick.
I said Patrick Mahomes. It's
Jordan. You're too easy, Chris.
That's not going out on the limb.
No, he was the MVP.
You ripped me.
He was the MVP last year. He was the MVP last year. You went on a limb to pick the MVP from last year.
So now you,
that ain't going on a limb.
So what you do is you just say something to get clicks.
No, I don't say something. I've been right.
I don't worry about a limb.
Chris,
I don't worry about anybody. I worry about what I think
Chris,
is right.
You every pick.
Favorite or not.
You pick Cleveland to make the playoffs.
How is that?
You pick the Cowboys. These are
well, how are those? Cowboys have won like 3 playoff games in 25 years. That's the obvious?
Yes.
Cleveland hadn't made the playoffs in who knows how long.
He picked Pittsburgh.
Stop it.
All of his picks are
this
the most
is all
obvious
you got?
Picks.
This is all you got?
You can't be that. Captain Obvious is who Chris Broussard is tonight. You won the
Here's
Super Bowl. Rob Hear
picking
me out.
Jacksonville and Houston next year for the Super Bowl just so he can be different.
No, when I went on the limb.
I'm about being
I went on the limb to pick the Washington Nationals to win the World
and
Series.
Nice. That's nice.
I also went on the limb when I picked Toronto in 6 games.
Yeah, you're lucky
Chris
that
Broussard
limb had
also,
a lot of injuries on it.
Also picked the Lakers to make the playoffs. Didn't happen. Also picked LeBron
picked
James
to
be the MVP.
The Super. I mean, we
you
gonna
picked
go over
Dallas.
Everything.
All I'm saying is, Chris, your record is
it wasn't
you
obvious.
Picked the obvious pick every time. Give me your upset. Give me the one time you picked an upset and it was right.
Was Lamar Jackson supposed to be unanimous?
No, I'm telling you
Can I hear the answer?
Chris.
Can you answer my question?
Give me a game where you
can
pick,
you answer
give me a
my
game
question.
Where you picked an upset. He hasn't picked an upset.
I don't think it's going to be an upset.
But
how about
been,
that?
But you've been wrong. I'm just saying
who
one
was
time.
Right? Well, why are you bringing up past history? Who was right yesterday?
I'm just telling
who
you.
Who was right this season?
Anybody could. A blind man could have picked
why
the Chiefs.
Why didn't you? Then
they
you
were
worse
favorites.
Than a blind man?
They were the favorites.
You didn't pick them?
No, I was wrong on this one. That's fine. I'm good with my record.
You just picking,
I got
really?
Two of the three
you
of the,
were six
two of the three championships.
The
two of the three championships this year. I was right
the
with
Toronto
the NBA.
One doesn't even
I
count.
Was right with the Astros.
It was injury
I mean,
riddled.
Right with the Nationals, and I was wrong on this game. That's okay. I'll take 2 out of 3.
Prophet
you're 1-3.
Of the moment.
How could you be a prophet? 1-3.
Lamar, you
he,
last
he picked
week,
the obvious pick, Kansas City.
Last week,
everybody
obvious,
and their uncle picked them. They were the
favorite. Favorite. What are you talking
they
about?
They were the favorite, Chris.
You didn't
Come
pick them. Skip didn't pick them.
I got them wrong.
Shannon Sharp, who loves Mahomes, didn't pick them. So stop it with the Captain Obvious.
It was.
That's
they were
favorite.
That's what
you spent the last 24 hours
no,
thinking about.
No.
This is how I'm going to combat Chris.
No.
I'm going to call
what,
him Captain Obvious.
What it tells you about Shannon and Skip and me is that we just don't follow the pack. We take a look
follow
at the game.
Hey,
Chris, every one of, you, every
you
one of your picks.
You were wrong.
Every, I said it. I already said I was wrong
then
on
leave
that
it
pick.
At that.
No, but
coming
I want you to know.
These little weak excuses
they're not weak.
Is not becoming of you.
All I'm telling you is you pick every big game, you pick the favorite. If you want to beat your chest for picking the favorite.
I thought you were better than this.
What? I'm just telling you.
I thought you were better than
that's
this.
What
maybe,
it is.
Maybe now, though. You will. Is Patrick Mahomes off to a Jordan-esque start?
No,
to his
I wouldn't
career?
Use that term. Not after I watched
well,
the first
maybe because
three
he
quarters
won
and 7 minutes.
He won a championship.
I didn't.
What 4 years before Jordan? Maybe is that why?
No, that ain't.
Because Jordan was getting swept out of the playoffs at this point of his
I
career.
Just so he's better than Jordan. Why
no,
would you
I'm
call him Jordan-esque?
Why? I'm saying
I mean,
he's off
how
to
can
a
you
Jordan-esque
just said
start.
That? Jordan didn't win his first time. Tom Brady won. 3 championships in his first 4 years, so call it Brady-esque. I don't know. Why would you call it Jordan-esque? You just said Jordan didn't win for 6 years, so how could he be Jordan-esque?
I'm going to tell
that
you.
Doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to tell you why. This is how he's Jordan-esque. If you had watched my videos and listened to me when I said it here, you would know. Michael Jordan was clearly, before he was even winning titles, on a level above even the other greats. You could see it. Other greats, 20 points is the barometer. For him, it was 30.
And Patrick Mahomes is on another level. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he's Jordan yet, because he's obviously got to win a lot more to become Jordan. But I'm saying he's off to a Jordan-esque start. Individually, his statistics are off the chain. And now he's got a championship. And furthermore, he was clutch. You're right. He struggled through the first three quarters. I'll admit that. But when the money was on the line, when the game was on the line, he came through in flying colors. That is what Michael Jordan used to do. Jordan had plenty of 9 for 26 shooting, 9 for 25 shooting, 9 for 22 shooting in playoff games, finals games. But when the money was on the line, when somebody needed to make a play, whether it was the pass, the shot, the steal, Jordan got it done. And that's what this dude is doing. That's what he did last night. Garoppolo did play better than him through the first three quarters. But when it was money time, he delivered. He's got the physical tools, the intangibles. He picked up Tyreek Hill and the rest of the Chiefs when they thought it was over. And then he delivered. You got to give him that. And I don't know what athlete, maybe Tom Brady, since you said he won three in his first 4 years. But this, from an individual level, this is arguably the best start to a career in team sports. He's the youngest ever to win the MVP award in his second year, first as a starter, and then he won the Super Bowl in his second year as a starter and the Super Bowl.
Didn't
MVP.
Brady win his first year?
Brady won three
but
his first
he
year
win
as a starter.
As a first
yeah,
year
I'm
as a
saying
starter,
maybe
so,
Brady,
okay.
But he didn't have the individual accolades Mahomes has.
Yeah,
but
think
from
that's
a team standpoint,
I
yeah,
think it's going to be
three
hard.
Out of four.
Even in Brady's case, and Vinatieri had a lot to do with those championships early on.
Right, he wasn't the driving force.
But he won three out of four his first
like
4 years, so we'll see.
So you Jordan-esque.
I'm not there. I'm just not there. I'm just not
see,
that
guy.
See,
that's why I said I'm the prophet.
I'm just not there.
I'm the prophet of the moment. You want to wait. You're talking about me, Captain Ivy. You want to wait to – well, let me see. When he's won four championships,
nah,
then you'll say, you know what, he's Jordan-esque.
It's not
I'm
my
telling
nature.
You now.
Okay, that's not my nature. I'm not that
start,
guy.
All you got to do –
I've never been premature.
Rob, go to Vegas
I take
and
my
bet.
Time. I just have a couple of drinks.
All I'm saying is it'll help you, Rob. Just start listening. That's all a brother's saying. You want to mock? I ain't about mocking.
I'm not mocking
I'm
anything.
You're right. I'm the POM, but it's not prisoner of the moment. It's the prophet of the moment.
All right. So.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to let you go ahead. You want to blame this on Shanahan. You want to say that this wasn't so much about the Chiefs winning it and taking the title as it was about Kyle Shanahan giving it up. And so I'm going to give you the floor, and then I'll respond.
It's just the we've seen this movie before, and I think a lot of 49er fans were just disappointed. Chris, you could have run the ball, and maybe you don't get the yards or whatever it is. And I think people could live with that.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Let me just ask you this.
I do.
Because what if they had run the ball, and they ran it effectively for the most part? There were times the Chiefs shut them
down.
I
just showed you the last 14 plays.
They threw it more.
They threw 12 and rushed only two. I'm just saying at the end of the game with the clock.
But you still had to get first down.
No, I understand you. I'm not saying not to throw it at all.
Okay, but if they had run it, and got three and out, four and out, whatever it
would
have been.
You can't run it every down on third down and 10, then you got to throw it. I get that.
I'm just saying, like, it's overly simplistic to just say they should have run the ball.
No, I don't think it's overly. I'm not saying they should run it.
I'm more critical of Shanahan for how he handled the end of the first half.
I just don't like.
Like, just basically conceding, okay, we're going with a 10-10 tie, not trying to be aggressive and score. You could have had the ball with like a minute 45 left and two timeouts, and you just basically let the clock run out. And you showed Kittle on that. Now, granted, he was called for pass interference, but that showed you could have moved the ball down the field, or at least you had a good chance.
Well, I thought he
didn't even try.
But I also thought that he knew that he was getting the ball in the second half, right? And the score is tied, and we didn't want to make a mistake there.
I'm not going to kill him there. Like Sean Payton, when they won the Super Bowl in New Orleans, onside kick.
Right.
You got to be aggressive.
I mean, it worked out, and it worked for him. But I'm just saying, in this thing, we saw this before with giving Tom Brady time, Chris, and not running the football. Greg brought up the play. You remember it? Julio Jones made an unbelievable catch on third down. First and 10 at the 22. Chris, you don't need to throw the football. Am I right or wrong? You watched that?
They were a passing team.
No, but they were in
the— Matt Ryan was the MVP for throwing the football. Do what you do.
No, that's my criticism here. I don't agree with that.
Do what you do.
No,
best.
You don't. You gotta be smart to understand.
You're telling them what the 49ers did best is run the football. So they got the Falcons got criticized for going away from what they did.
No.
Now he's getting criticized here for going away from what he did.
Totally wrong.
Or I'm sorry, the Falcons got criticized for sticking with what they did.
How many yards did they have in the first half running the football, the Falcons?
I mean, look, I don't remember the stats from that game.
It was over 125. They were moving the ball, running the football. So my point is, when you're already in field goal range, the two things you don't want is a holding or a sack to take you out of field goal range. The only way you get that is by being in a passing situation. That's all I'm saying. The people who watch Kyle Shanahan self-destruct, he's a part of two of the worst, three, because it was tied, right, 10 points, of giving it up in the fourth quarter. Kyle Shanahan is attached to two of them.
He called the game. And look, he made some mistakes. Like I said, to me, the biggest thing was at the end of the first half, how he handled that. And there were a couple of calls where he could have run the ball. But he made the calls that got them up 20-10. He made the call that got Emmanuel Sanders wide open.
You gotta finish the job.
Garoppolo, it wasn't his fault. That was Garoppolo's fault.
No, but you also...
He missed the throw. The dude had the defenders beaten by two steps.
I still, Chris...
Make the play, and it's a whole different conversation.
But you can't run the ball twice, is my point. I get it. I'm not saying don't throw the ball at all and run on every down, but it's about clock.
Saying is if they had gone three and out running the ball, people still would have criticized.
No, but
they
it's not
said,
three
Garoppolo
and out.
Garoppolo was hot. Garoppolo was accurate. Put the ball, let him make
he
a
He wasn't
pass.
Hot. He didn't score any points in the fourth quarter. How was he hot?
He was hot for the first three quarters.
No, but I'm talking about in the fourth quarter, they didn't get any points.
Well, at that point, it was like 8 minutes left in the game.
No, it was less than that.
He had one possession early when he didn't get it done.
They had a 10-point lead with 6 minutes to go.
Well, the Chiefs were in the middle of their drive.
After they scored, all I'm saying is I thought to myself, you got to play this right. Yes, you need some first downs. Yes, you need a quarterback to make a third down throw, Chris, if possible. But you want to eat clock and you want to do what you can. I'm just telling you, Kyle Shanahan, to me, is officially the new Andy Reid. That's where I am with him.
That's an overstatement.
Andy Reid.
I can't even give him that. Andy Reid is one of the most successful regular season coaches in history. I can't give Kyle. He's not on that level yet.
Yes, he is.
How?
Because he's lost two of the three.
He was an offensive coordinator.
He was an
offensive coordinator. As a head coach, you cannot put him in the class.
He called those plays.
I cannot put him in the class of Andy Reid. I'm saying Andy Reid before this Super Bowl win was better than Kyle Shanahan.
Yes. But Kyle Shanahan has been to the Super Bowl two out of the last 3 years.
As a head coach.
Yes, but it was his offense, Chris. He made those calls.
Coach could have stopped him. He could have said, look, we got to start running the football, Kyle. What are you doing?
He didn't stop him, but Kyle's plays.
All that on him.
All I'm saying, if I'm a fan of the 49ers, you would have thought he would have learned his lessons in the Patriots debacle. He didn't learn his lesson. He went right back to the same well and then made Jimmy Garoppolo. You know how they got to the Super Bowl? Jimmy Garoppolo completed six passes because he was running the football. And now
that's
you're going to tell
it was
me
against
you're
going to
ask Jimmy you're going to ask Jimmy Garoppolo.
Green Bay Packers.
You're going to ask Jimmy Garoppolo.
They knew Green Bay couldn't rally on him.
It was ridiculous, Chris.
He was worried. That's another reason. He's a bad coach.
Kyle Shanahan.
Well, hold on. He's
a bad coach.
He's not.
He choked it down twice in the last three Super Bowls. Kyle Shanahan, you people in San Francisco. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm off my rocker.
You're off your rocker. They just went 13-3.
Ain't nothing wrong with your quarterback. It's about your coach.
Was it Shanahan's fault that he missed Emmanuel Sanders by 5 yards?
Shanahan doesn't know what to do down these stretch, Chris.
Was that his fault or Garoppolo's fault?
He missed him. I got it.
So then stop putting it all on him.
No, because he did the same thing against the Patriots and it cost the Falcons.
That's the head coach's fault.
If I was a 49er, I would have pulled that contract back after watching that debacle against the Patriots. I would have never let him be the coach of the 49ers. That was the most ridiculous Super Bowl I've ever seen turned over and given to another team.
This is just all fueled by your hatred or dislike of Tom Brady.
I don't hate Tom Brady. Why would I hate Tom Brady? I don't know Tom Brady.
Dislike.
I don't hate him. I don't dislike him. Dislike him.
As a player, whatever the heck it is you got with Brady, whatever it is, let the callers figure it out.
I don't have anything.
You got something with Tom Brady.
I just think he's lucky as hell. Okay. He's lucky.
Then you're whatever.
L-U-C-K-Y is how you spell it. Lucky.
You are so off on this. First of all, and I think Kyle Shanahan is a good coach, but don't dare put him in the class of Andy Reid.
What Kyle he did Shanahan, last night was fireable.
You've been talking for 10 minutes. Kyle Shanahan is 23-25 as a head coach. Andy Reid was arguably, in my view, clearly a Hall of Famer before yesterday's
Choke
win.
Artists.
He's been to 6 championship games in the conferences. How in the world are you going to put Kyle Shanahan in that class? That's number one. That's number one. Number two, Kyle Shanahan, why are you protecting Garoppolo? Oh, I get it. I know why. Because he was going to be the heir apparent to Tom Brady. That's why. And for all those out there who didn't think Patrick Mahomes deserved the MVP, this whole game was about Patrick Mahomes.
We're not even talking about that. Let Why are you finish. Going there? That's not where we're going. We're talking about, don't change the topic.
I'm not. Will you listen? Listen. You just went off for 8 minutes about Shanahan. My point is this. Kyle Shanahan froze at the end of the first half because of his fear of Patrick Mahomes. He was afraid. He said it. I didn't want to give them the ball back and let them score before halftime. So instead of being aggressive and trying to march with a minute 45 left, he let the clock run out. That shows you the power of Mahomes. He wasn't afraid
that
of
That ain't got nothing
let
to do
finish.
With it, Chris.
He
Stop
said it.
It
himself.
That ain't got
did
nothing
listen,
to do
with it. Did you read it
He
in
was
the
getting
story.
The ball back to start the second half.
He said it himself,
He don't want to give up anything.
So
if
I guess
mistake.
He was lying. Now he's not only a bad coach in your estimation, but he's a liar too. He wasn't afraid of the Green Bay Packers because they own the Green Bay Packers. They whipped them in the regular season. They ripped them in the playoffs. It's a different animal with Patrick Mahomes. I've been telling you that.
Chris, you get off your high horse.
I'm not on my high horse.
For 3.5 quarters, Patrick Mahomes looked like an ordinary quarterback who was awful and could have lost that game.
Awful.
You wouldn't be in here talking this nonsense had it not been for Shanahan who gave up the game. He handed it to him like candy. Here you go. Here you go.
You
are
about hypotheticals.
You weren't doing all that for 3.5 quarters.
You didn't see me. I knew Mahomes.
You had on a Depends. That's what you were doing at the Super Bowl party.
I don't even know what Depends are. I'm not your age. I know you got a box ready for your Golden Girls cruise. Don't put that on me.
They're designer Depends, too.
I'm just saying, man, look, you going to sit here really, really Rob.
Kyle Shanahan should have been fired after the game. I would have been like, what? This dude has choked down 2 of the biggest collapses in the history of the NFL.
This is the same guy.
Thank you.
Listen,
Thank
audience,
you.
America, this is the same man that's saying Andy Reid should have been fired had they lost the first playoff game this year.
They should have been. If they didn't stop against
it?
Nobody, they had an easy
it?
Path.
This is ludicrous.
Andy Reid has been a choke artist. He finally won. You know what? This is how bad Andy Reid is. He's the first head coach in the history.
He's a Hall of Famer.
In the history of the National Football League who won a Super Bowl after 20 years in the league. You know why? Because people don't last that long when you don't win a championship. That's
yes,
how long.
Yes, you do. Most
and it
people
was a
that,
gift
Rob,
on a platter.
Most people that don't win championships don't win like that
years,
in the regular season either.
20 years? And the first head coach who ever won a championship 20 years after being a head coach. That's how long he's been. It's been embarrassing,
the games he's lost.
Off.
This is embarrassing. This take is embarrassing. And there's a lot of coaches that coach more than 20 years that didn't win championships.
Oh, he's the first guy to win one.
He's the first to win one, but there's a lot that coached that long and never won one.
Who coached 20 years and never won?
I'll get back to you on it.
Yeah, you better, because nobody's been in the NFL 20 years as a head coach without winning.
Because they don't win
that much fired.
In the regular season.
No, they get fired way before 20 years. 20 years as a coach without winning a championship?
How much blame does Kyle Shanahan deserve for the 49ers Super Bowl loss yesterday? I'm not even going to throw out should he be fired. I mean, come on, really?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
With the Kansas City Chiefs, we said last hour, there's been a lot of talk about them becoming a dynasty. Now, I will say this. I am one that thinks they can be a great team for the next several years. I don't know that they'll win it next year. I mean, it's hard to win a Super Bowl. It really is. That's one reason you got to credit the Patriots so much. But it's difficult to get back. It's difficult to win it. Remember, Rob, Philadelphia, a lot of people thought they would be a team that could, you know, they were young and, you know, and they're still a good team. But, you know, who knows if they'll ever win the Super Bowl again. Carolina with Cam Newton. I mean,
after that year, you feel like, oh, they'll come back.
15-1, right. He has a great year. So
Seahawks,
it's not easy.
Seahawks, even though they, like, their dynasty was not fulfilled. They went to two Super Bowls and they lost one.
Yep. But, they left that one on the table.
Right, they
sure
left that on the table. But, Chris, they weren't able to get back again.
Back.
Right, and they have Russell Wilson. Ain't nothing wrong with him. He's still good. But as you know, once you have success and once you start paying people, the team changes.
Yes.
And that's why if you aren't able to secure it really that second year before people start going their separate ways and teams have to decide, are we keeping this guy? What are we doing? You know, it's hard.
Right.
It definitely is hard.
It's a challenge. But several people are kind of comparing them to the Golden State Warriors.
So they're going to choke when they go undefeated 16-0 and then choke?
Well, if they win 3 out of 5 years, that'll be whether they choke one down the drain or not, that'll be a heck of an achievement. So I'm sure they would love to become the Golden State Warriors and win 3 championships in the next 5 years or 2 more.
Yeah, but they added
four.
A great player. I don't know if you could really relate to them the same way, because with Steph and Draymond and Klay, they went to 2 and they won 1 and
right.
lost 1. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm not so sure, Chris, that without the addition of Durant, that they were going to for sure win 2 more championships. I'm not convinced of that.
Well yeah, it's hard
especially,
to say they would have. Maybe they would have won 2. I do think they would have won the next year. I think they would have been so driven by, you know, feeling like they gave away that one title that I think they would have came back and had a tremendous season and won it that next year. Now, would they have won 2? That's, you know, that's tough to say.
Yeah, I don't know. After giving up that one with a 3-1 lead, I'm just not so sure that it would have been automatic. You know what I mean? Despite the team.
But don't you think they were the better team? Because I think you agree with, and I'm not taking anything away from Cleveland because stuff happens. I mean, any number of finals, we can look at injuries that played a role or whatever it may be. But I think if Draymond doesn't get suspended, they probably close him out right there in Golden State in game 5.
But my only problem with that is all they had to do was win 1 game.
Right.
And they lost 2 of the 3 at home, even with the Draymond. They had to win 1 of 2 games at home, Chris, and they couldn't do it. That's the part that I think you look at and say, wow, you know what I mean? That was, to me, the part that made me question whether or not they can make that happen.
Well, anyway, the question is, are the Chiefs, are they like the Warriors? And a lot of people are saying, Michael Irvin actually said, is he compared Patrick Mahomes to Steph Curry? And I get the comparisons as far as, you know, stylistically relative to their sports. They both score in bunches. They both have, to some degree, Steph to a greater degree, but they both change the game. You know, Mahomes hasn't changed it like Steph did. Steph really has completely changed the game of basketball with the 3-point shot. I mean, now it's nothing. Remember, Rob, it used to be, I mean, you would never see guys shoot from the hash mark. And it was like, especially not a normal jump shot. They might throw it up there in some awkward way. That's commonplace now. And behind, deeper than that, you know, a Trae Young and Damian Lillard and these guys taking these long bombs from 3. So Steph has changed the game to a greater degree than Mahomes has. But I think Mahomes has changed it a little. He's doing some things differently. You know, the no-look passes. Not that they're that common for him, but he does throw them. But I think Mahomes is better, potentially. I think he's better than Steph relative to their sport, because I think Mahomes, and obviously I've been saying this, I think he's a guy that will eventually be in the GOAT conversation.
I just, when you say that, I still cringe at it, because I just think of where you have to go. And he's off to a good start, Chris, but so many things can happen. It's a long road.
Of course. He can get hurt.
And even forget about Tom Brady 6.
I don't think he has to win 6.
But
I'm sure, I don't think you do agree, think that either.
Well,
right?
but I'm saying even that, just the daunting of what's in front of you of Joe Montana's 4-0 is enough. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have
a
misstep.
You got to win a lot.
No,
but
I know.
I'm not just taking this out of thin air. I mean, I watch I know you watch the game too. I'm not saying you don't, but I'm saying this on watching his talent, watching the way he plays the game, watching the way he is in the clutch, watching the way he is as a leader and his intangibles. And again, I think every so often a player in various sports comes along that has that type of ability.
But
when LeBron James was in high school, some people were saying he could one day be better than Michael Jordan. That's similar to what I'm saying. But they were wrong.
And here's the other thing.
But he had a shot.
But here's the only thing I'm saying to you.
That's all I'm saying. And even, hold on, even with Michael Jordan, Bobby Knight, the legendary coach Bobby Knight, said during the 84 when he was trying out, you know, he was on the Olympic team, Bobby Knight said, this is the best basketball player I've ever seen. So there are guys, you can watch the game. I don't just look at stats. I don't just look at accomplishments. I watching the game and seeing how well a guy plays it. Mike Trout, people are saying he could one day become the best player of all time. Nobody's saying they are at this point. I don't think it's out of bounds for somebody to be able to look at a player and how good they are at a certain age and say potentially this guy could one day be the greatest.
But there are a lot of players where people thought that they had this. They had that it, or they thought like the start of their career. And I'm not saying of their winning a championship, but even the conversation you're talking about, GOAT. Tom Brady won 3 Super Bowls in his first 4 years. Like that's on the table if you're talking about GOAT. That's what I can't see.
But it's not just that.
No, but you're talking about.
You don't have to win 6. Kobe's got 5. LeBron's got 3. Most people think LeBron's better than Kobe. So it's not just about he doesn't have to win. You think Montana's better than Brady and he's won 4.
Yeah, but he's 4. But he's 4-0. I'm just talking about the degree of difficulty of doing that. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not saying it's easy, Rob, and I've said it all along.
That's all I'm saying.
I just don't agree with your whole philosophy of you can't look at a guy early in his career and say he's got the potential to be the greatest.
Okay, that's what I can't. I can't see it. You couldn't have looked at Eric Dickerson. I didn't see Mike's third season
and say he could be the greatest running back ever one day.
I didn't see Barry Sanders.
You saw him.
I saw Barry Sanders. I didn't even see it with. I didn't see it with Tom Brady. Who else was I thinking? Even Michael Jordan, as great as he was, Chris, I didn't think to myself through after his first 7 years that he was going to be the greatest player. I knew he was a great player, but I didn't think he was going to win at that rate because it's not just that. It is about winning. It's not just about numbers.
If you're that good, you've got to win. And if you're that good, you will win. I mean, I know there's a lot that goes into it.
There's a lot of great players who didn't win. So.
No, I never said they weren't great players, but the greatest, there's no player that's the greatest ever in his sport that's never won.
The greatest player I ever saw in baseball is Barry Bonds. He didn't win.
Well, baseball is, okay.
I'm just saying.
Right. No, you're right. But that's a whole different sport.
I know, but I'm just giving you an example.
That's different than basketball and football. We're talking about football. Baseball, Mike Trout, whether he becomes the greatest ever, is not going to be based on whether he wins a World Series.
I think that's going to count.
Baseball, how can Barry Bonds be the greatest?
I said the greatest that I ever saw.
He's the greatest.
But I'm talking about when people talk about it, winning championships, they matter.
Not as much in baseball.
I just think that they do. I'm not saying baseball. I'm not saying that you're counted out because you didn't win a championship. But in baseball, you aren't.
Who's the greatest baseball player?
I said that I ever saw.
Who would most people say? Other than Babe Ruth.
People would say, at that time, now,
who would they say?
Well, they would say, as far as war or numbers, they would say Mike Trout is just based on that.
He don't even get to the playoffs.
No.
So I'm saying baseball is a whole different animal.
Yeah.
But in basketball, in football and basketball, you have to win championships. And so I agree. I mean, I don't care what kind of numbers Mahomes puts up. If he doesn't win several championships, far more than this one, we talk about Aaron Rodgers all the time. So a lot of people have said he's the greatest they've seen throwing the football, but he's only got one championship. So he's not going to be in that conversation. Same with Dan Marino, no championships. So I agree with you that Mahomes has to win, and that depends a lot on teammates, the organization, the coaches, injuries, all that. I get it.
Right, that's
but I don't. I'm not a. I totally disagree with the notion that if you know a sport, you can't look at somebody and see how good they are and say potentially he could become the greatest ever.
Okay, that's what we disagree.
I think there's too many
landmines between here and the end of his career, with injury, football, all kinds of stuff happening.
Say that.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, of course you have to stay healthy. Of course you have to win. But, I mean, Tom Brady was not doing what Patrick Mahomes is doing. He was winning, but he wasn't always the driving force like Mahomes is. You know, so I think Mahomes is better. We're talking about the Warriors comparison. I think Mahomes is better than Steph Curry. Like, as great as Steph is, and obviously, you know, people that listen to the show know that I think he's an all-time great. But he's never going to be in the GOAT conversation. I don't think he's ever been in the GOAT conversation. And Patrick Mahomes, I think people can look at him and say, yeah, one day if things break the right way, if he stays healthy, if the team can stay together and all that, but he could be that.
You're the only one I've heard say that. And this is what I'm saying. Most people.
Rod Woodson was just on Last Hour and said, I'm on the right track.
Or just premature. That's what
it's
I
not
think.
Premature.
That's what most people think. That's I'm saying.
I don't know
we've
why.
We've had callers. Most people think.
Most of these people said I'm right. He's Jordan Ness. Most of the callers we
no,
had.
No, not to be GOAT. Most say it's, they're premature to talk about.
He's Jordan-esque. That's GOAT talk.
Jordan didn't even win his first 6 or 7
right,
years.
But how is that
Jordan-esque? It doesn't make sense to me.
Nobody thought he could be the best. He had Come Fly With Me videos. He had the signature sneaker that was selling. A lot of people thought he was that before he even won.
Oh, I don't think anybody. If Michael Jordan never won, I don't think people would be talking about him as the all-time.
But people were looking at him as that potential. That's all I'm saying. That's what I don't get. I'm not saying I know sports better than a lot of people, but I know them enough to watch somebody play football and be able to say, this guy could be the best running back we've ever seen. This guy could be the best quarterback we've ever seen. Same in basketball.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.